Right, ladies and gentlemen, friends, families, welcome. After the lovely smoking ceremony from Tim Bishop downstairs, we're now commencing. We have obviously an official council meeting and quite a few of you are here for that. But before that, we need to do a formal step, which is the swearing in. So the affirmations and the oaths that the newly elected councillors need to take before becoming formally a councillor. So welcome some familiar faces back to council. Councillor Isba, Councillor Manor, of course, Councillor Howe and our mayor, Councillor John Faker, of course, back for his 24th year. We were trying to count, longest running. We were meant to have the Minister for Local Government, Ron Honig, here tonight with us, but he's been caught up in Parliament. So unfortunately, it's an apology, but we accept his apology because they were caught up this morning with the King. So I think it's a good excuse. So without any further delays, in accordance with the Local Government Act 1993, councillors, including mayors, are required to take an oath or an affirmation of office. In accordance with section 233A of the Act, also affirmations of office must be taken at or before the first meeting of the newly elected council. Oath of affirmations must be made before a legal practitioner, a JP, or a general manager. And so we're covered of the council, and that person must ensure that a record is kept of the event by either obtaining a signed statement and or recording the event. And we are doing both this evening. So it will be a quick thing, but a fairly formal one. I'll invite all the councillors, the newly elected councillors, starting from the mayor, to come up here and either oath or affirmation. They'll be reading that out, and then we'll continue with the rest of the councils before we commence the meeting. Welcome, John. Now, Mayor, Councillor John Faker. Yeah.
I'll hold the Bible. Yeah. Oh, that's for you. You can put your name.
Yes. I, John Faker, swear that I will undertake the duties of the office of mayor in the best interests of the people of the Burwood local government area and the Burwood council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities, and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act of 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you, John. Continue to read. Councillor George Manor. Oh, I need to sign. Sorry, George, just a second. I just need to sign this, please. Well done, John. Oh, congratulations,
thanks.
Councillor George Manor. You want this way, or we want me to go the other side?
No, well, yeah, but whichever you like, I just want to face that way. Okay. I, George Manor, swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Council in the best interests of the people of Burwood Local Government Area and the Burwood Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities, and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment. Thank you.
We'll now invite Councillor Sukhiti Bhatta to come.
I, Sukhiti Bhatta, solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm That I will undertake the duties of the office of councillor in the best interests of the people of the Burwood Local Government Area and the Burwood Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities, and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act of 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Well done.
Thank you.
Welcome. Richard, is it me? You're still welcome. We'll invite Councillor Alex in.
I, Councillor Alexander Yang, solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm that I undertake the duties of the Office of Councillors in the best interest of the people of the Burwood Local Government Area and the Burwood Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authority, and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
And welcome. Now I'd like to invite Councillor David Hall.
I, David Hull, swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of the Burwood Local Government Area and the Burwood Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities, and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Now I'd like to invite Councillor Pascal Espa.
I, Pascal Esba, swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of the Burwood Local Government Area and the Burwood Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities, and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 and any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Yes, well done. Welcome back. Thank you. And lastly, I'd like to invite Councillor D. Who? Yeah.
I, D. Wu, solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of the Burwood Local Government Area and the Burwood Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities, and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thanks. Tell me, you think this song is still. Well, that was the formal step. Done that. Could you please join me in congratulating our newly elected councillors on their